and make him send a wire on tick, said my friend. But that'd mean inquiries for you and me, and I've got me hands full these days. Did you say you're travelling back along this line within any days?
Within 10, I said.
Can't you make it 8? Said he. Mine is rather urgent business, you know.
I can send you a telegram within 10 days, if that will serve you. I couldn't trust the wire to fetch him now, I think of it.
It's this way. He leaves Delhi on the 23rd for Bombay. That means he'll be running through Ajmer about the night of the 23rd.
But I'm going into the Indian desert.
Well and good,
said he.
You'll be changing at Marwar Junction to get into Jodhpur territory. You must do that. And he'll be coming through Marwar Junction in the early morning of the 24th, by the Bombay Mail. Can you be at Marwar Junction on that time? It won't be inconveniencing you, because I know that there's precious few pickings to be got out of these central Indian states, even though you pretend to be correspondent of the backwoodsmen.
Have you ever tried that trick?
Again and again. But residents find you out, and then you get escorted to the border before you've had time to get your knife into them. But about me friend here, I must give him a word of mouth to tell him what's come to me, or else he won't know where to go. I would take it more than kind if he was to come out of central India in time to catch him at Marwar Junction, and say to him, he has gone south for the week. You know what that means. He's a big man with a red beard, and a great swell he is. You'll find him sleeping like a gentleman, with all his luggage round him, in a second-class compartment. But don't be afraid. Slip down the window and say, he has gone south for the week, and he'll tumble. It's only cutting your time of stay in those parts by 2 days. I ask you as a stranger, going to the west,
he said with emphasis. Where have you come from?
From the east,
said he.
And I'm hoping you'll give him the message on the square, for the sake of my mother as well as your own.
Englishmen are not usually softened by appeals to the memory of their mothers, but for certain reasons, which will be fully apparent, I saw fit to agree with them.
It's more than a little matter,
said he,
and that's why I ask you to do it. And now I know that I can depend on you to do it. A second-class carriage at Marwar Junction, and a red-haired man asleep in it. You'll be sure to remember that, won't you? I'll get out at the next station, you know, and I must hold on there till he comes or sends me what I want.
I'll give the message if I catch him, I said. And for the sake of your mother as well as mine, I'll give you a word of advice. Don't try to run the central India states just now as the correspondent of the backwoodsman. There's a real one knocking about here, and it might lead to trouble.
Hey, thank you,
said he simply.
And when will the swine be gone?
I can't starve because he's ruining my work.
I wanted to get hold of the Digamba Raja down here about his father's widow and give him a jump.
Well, what did he do to his father's widow then?
He filled her up with red pepper and slippered her to death as she hung from a beam. I found that out myself, and I'm the only man that would dare going into the state to get hush money for it.
They'll try to poison me, same as they did in Chortumna when I went on the loot there.
But you'll give the men at Marwar Junction me message.
He got out at a little roadside station, and I reflected. I had heard more than once of men personating correspondents of newspapers and bleeding small native states with threats of exposure, but I never met any one of the caste before. They lead a hard life and generally die with great suddenness. The native states have a wholesome horror of English newspapers, which may throw light on their peculiar methods of government, and do their best to choke correspondents with champagne, or drive them out of their mind with four-in-hand baruchas. They do not understand that nobody cares a straw for the internal administration of the native states, so long as oppression and crime are kept within decent limits, and the ruler is not drugged, drunk, or diseased from one end of the year to the other. Native states were created by Providence in order to supply picturesque scenery, tigers and tall writing. They are the dark places of the earth, full of unimaginable cruelty, touching the railway and the telegraph on one side, and on the other, the days of Harun al-Rashid. When I left the train, I did business with divers kings, and in 8 days passed through many changes